Finish the message series today with this sermon. Here we go. I want to say something. First of all, I'm not a piece of garbage. Say that with me. I'm not a piece of garbage. Say it a little bit louder, can you? I'm not a piece of garbage. Do you have a sheet of white paper in your hand? Get your sheet of white paper for me. Find your sheet of white paper. Would you crumple up your sheet of white paper? I want you to crumple it up. Piece of garbage. I want you to hold that piece of garbage while I talk today. Can you do that? Say it with me again. I'm not a piece of what? Can you hold that up for me? I'm not a piece of garbage. Can you squeeze it and say, hey, I'm not a piece of garbage? I'm not a piece of garbage. Okay? You hang on to that. Now, don't be crinkling it during the message. If you have to, lay it on your lap. If you're doing this, I'm going to go, stop it. Here we go. Throw away or become a throwaway. That's the title of my message today. We need to learn to throw away or we're going to become a what? A throwaway. We got to get some garbage out of our life or we're going to be garbage. Okay? Crap happens. Excuse my language. Excuse me. And is it going to mark us and mar us for the rest of our life? Or are we going to move on? So you sort of feel where I'm going today. Let's see what the Bible says. That's what I want to learn. You are not a piece of garbage. You need to know that. Let's do a little test. So how many in here, either right now or in the past, you have felt like you're a piece of garbage? Can I see your hand? There you go. Sure. Well, you're not. We're going to see from the Word of God today how you can just know that better and better and better and better. Let's look at it. I want you to pull up another chair. Here goes the Apostle Paul. Last week I brought a chair in. There it is. Can we do it again, Ron? Let's pull the chair. Come on, one more time. Paul says, don't you set your butt down. Come on, one more time. Here we go. The Apostle Paul wants you to sit down. He's going to talk to us today. Amen? Last week he talked to us about suffering. He said, you want to talk about suffering? Pull up a chair. Remember last week? Today he wants to talk about, you're not a piece of garbage. Okay? No matter what you've gone through, you pull up a chair and you listen to me. The Apostle Paul. We're going to get it on good word today. Amen? Let's go to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 9. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all but one receives the prize or the crown? So run that you may obtain or win. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we what? An incorruptible crown. I therefore, Paul speaking, so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the air, but I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself, say it with me, should be a what? One more time, should be a, the word means throwaway. That's what that word means. Cast away, the word means what? God does not want us to be a throwaway. Amen? Let's talk about it. There's some garbage. I saw it. Can I see it again? Whee! Now don't you throw yours. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. What's the point of my message? And I'm getting into it now. We're going to start rolling here. We need to throw away some garbage because if we don't, we're going to become a what? Let's say that together. We need to throw away some because if we don't, we'll become a... Okay? That's what we're talking about today in this little series, Making It. Let's look at it. What is a throwaway? What is a castaway? What does that word mean in the Scriptures? Here's what it means. Alone. Isolated. Destitute. Useless. Isn't that how the enemy wants us to feel? Say, that I'm alone, that I'm isolated, that I'm destitute, that I'm useless. You think that's God's plan for my life? For me to be alone, destitute, isolated, useless for His kingdom? Is that God's plan for my life? Say, no, that's not God's plan for my life. God has not called me to be a piece of garbage. Amen? Something useless. Something that you just take and throw in the trash. He's not called you to be that. Y'all listening this morning? Amen. Well, how can I not become that when I feel like I'm that?
sometimes. Amen? I need help, Paul.
He says, good, pull up a chair. Pull up a chair. I'm going to help you. Here we go. The word cast, not only does it mean to throw away, but the word cast also means, say it with me, something formed in a mold. You break your arm, they put your arm in a what? A cast. To keep it, that bone will do right and grow right. And, you see what I'm saying? But unfortunately, sometimes that garbage in our life, it can put a mold, it can make us into a mold as well. And we can feel like worthless trash the rest of our life. You think that's God's plan? Say, no. Amen? Some things in our life need to be thrown away, because if they're not, they will become permanent what? Molds. How can the pain in my life not mold me and mark me for the rest of my life? Your pain, your struggle. I don't think God, it's God's will for us to walk with a cloud on us the rest of our life. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? I don't think it's God's will. If greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world, then it must be God's will for me to lift my head. It must be God's will for me not... Oh, that's what I want. God, please be the lifter of my head. My help comes from the Lord. Amen? That's what the Scripture says. That's what we're talking about today. What's the options, Gary? Be a throwaway. I don't want to be a throwaway. Amen? Are y'all all right? You're just, like I said, y'all are the psychologists, and I'm up on the couch today. Here we go. So how can I not become a throwaway, God? How can I not feel like a piece of garbage? Help! Paul says, pull up a chair. You need to do some throwing away. Say that with me. I must do some... One more time. I must do some... One more time. I must do some... So that's what we're going to talk about. Let's do it. Let's do it. Got your paper? Hold on to it. Here we go. I got to throw away, or I'm going to become a throwaway. That's the plan. Are y'all all right? How many have never been to Fellowship Church before? Can I see your hand today? Woo! Y'all going to be all right. Ask your neighbor. This is typical of me. This isn't something new. All right, here we go. Number one, say it with me. Throw down. One more time. Throw down. I got 4 points today. Number one, say it with me. Throw down. What do I mean? Let's look at the Bible. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There's our word. Say it with me. Or what does it mean? Throwing down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So the first thing, if I'm not going to become a throwaway, I got to throw away something. And here's the first thing we got to do. We got to throw down. Throw down imagination. Say that with me. Throw down imaginations. You know what? Thinking you a piece of garbage is a big problem in your mind. And it's not just pride that exalts ourselves against God. So often, it's the opposite of pride. It's feeling like you're a piece of trash. But did you know that is against the will of God? That's not God's thinking. You've got to pull that down. You've got to throw that down. Are y'all hearing me or not? Okay? Keep looking. What is imagination? It's mental walls of resistance. If you're going to learn to throw away some things so that you don't become a throwaway, you have got to pull down those mental walls of resistance. Those walls that say, I can't believe this happened to me. I can't believe this is my life. What is your life? You feel sorry for yourself? You beat yourself up? Or you can throw that thing down. Amen? You can see yourself as God sees you. You hearing me?
throw down imagination. How many of your imagination gets you in a lot of trouble? Can I see your hand? Oh, man. And it's not always just this wicked imagination. Ooh, you know, the porn stuff and all that. Excuse me. You hear me? No. No. My problem's been in life more of me putting myself down. How many can relate to that? Did you know that's not God's will? For you to live like that? That's not God's will. He wants me to throw that down. That's an imagination. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God loves me. I got to throw that down. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's the right thing to do. Keep looking. This kind of thinking is reasoning that's opposed to the truth of God's Word. You have to throw it down, or you're going to become a throwaway. Keep looking. We're rolling. High-minded attitudes also that make us think we know more than we really do. Okay? You got to throw that mess down. God knows better than you know. God knows better than I know. And so often it is us full of our pride many times, and we want to be God and act like God. I understand all that. But in my perspective, I'm on that other end. And God's been showing me, Clark, your thinking's not right either. Get with a program. Throw that crap away. Excuse me. I'm going to say excuse me a lot today. Romans 1, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. You thinking yourself as a piece of trash or garbage, you think that glorifies God, yes or no? No, it does not. They glorified Him not as God. Neither were they thankful. When you think you're a piece of trash, many times you can't even be thankful, can you? Say, you can't see blessings. Is that true? Yes or no? They became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. How many people have had bad things happen in their life, and they actually turned on God and turned away from God, and they never came back? You know what I'm saying? And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. So the first thing we learned this morning, y'all right? You're awake, okay? Slap one another. Wrinkle your trash. Do something. You got to throw down. Or you're going to become a throwaway. Number two, here we go. You want to throw away some garbage? I do. You got to lose the attitude. You got to say yes, sir, to God and what His Word says. And you got to be ready to stand against your own crazy what? Is your mind about the worst thing going on you? Your head, don't your head just screw you up? Say, wow. It's not what other people say to me. It's what I say to me. I was down yesterday. Got down, down, down. My back's hurting. I can't get out and ride my bike. I can't have the exercise I like. I can't go to the beach and do what I wanted to do. So I'm sitting there and I'm getting down. And I'm talking down to myself and I'm down. And thank God for friends that can call me and help me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Come on, I know. I'm laying on the couch. Here we go. Number two, what's the second thing? If we're going to not be a piece of garbage, we've got to not be a throwaway. We need to do what? We need to do what? Throw out. Throw out. That's a little bit different thinking. Let's look at Luke chapter 5. It came to pass, as the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, He stood by the lake of Gennesaret, the Sea of Galilee. He saw two ships or boats standing in the lake. But the fishermen were going out of them, and they were washing their nets. And Jesus entered one of the boats, which was Simon Peter's, and He prayed him, or He asked him, that he would thrust out a little further from the land. And He sat down, and He taught the people out of the boat. Got it? Now when He had left speaking, He said unto Simon Peter, launch out into the what? And let down your nets, or cast out your nets, or throw out your nets, for a catch, a fish. So the second thing is throw out. He said, Peter, throw out into the deep. By faith, if we're going to realize that we're not a piece of garbage, we got to, by faith, do what Jesus says do. Okay? You got to throw out into the deep. It's not just enough to cast down that imagination. Now, by faith, you've got to, as you read the Word, as you hear the Word of God, like I'm speaking today, you need to, by faith, do what Jesus says do. Let's look a little further. Verse 5. And Peter answered, said unto him, Master, we've toiled all night. We ain't caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will throw out the net. What do I need to throw out? The net. I need to throw out into the deep. Back it up, Raj. What did he say? At your word, I will. The only way you and I are going to learn and get it down that we're not a piece of trash is that we're going to have to get in the Word of God. It's the Word of God. The Word of God doesn't talk down to you. The Word of God builds you and lifts you and encourages you and helps you. Shoot, if I hadn't had the Word of God through all this mess, I'd have been sunk. Are you kidding me? The Word of God. By faith, I need to do what His Word says. And when it says, Gary, do this, I need to do that. I need to throw out into the deep. I don't think I have the strength. I don't think I understand. Do it, boy. That's what I need to do. Amen? At your word, I will. Keep looking. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of what? And their net did what? I guess Jesus knew what He's talking about, didn't He? You can trust Him. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other boat, and they said that they should come and help. Got too many fish. And they came and they filled both boats so that the boats began to what? Wow, that sounds hopeful, doesn't it? Say, amen. If I throw out into the deep, you mean it, I might make it? Yeah. Yeah. Follow me. Come on. By faith. Do what I say do, Jesus says. You see what I'm saying? It's not enough just to throw down that bad thinking you got. That's good. But you got to cast out and you got to throw out into the deep. And you, that deep is that faith. Amen? And when Simon Peter saw it, when he saw what Jesus did, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Amen? So we've got to throw out into the deep. We've got to learn that we can trust Him. So number one, I've got to throw down imaginations. Number two, I've got to throw out into the deep. I've got to realize I've got a great God that I can trust. Are you all right so far? Okay, we're halfway home. Come on. Want to throw away some garbage? By faith, do what Jesus says do. Fall down at Jesus' feet. And then remember this. I am a sinful man, O Lord. You start trusting Him. Put your reliance on Him, your faith in Him. He will lead you. He will not hurt you. He'll take care of you. He of all people knows you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen? You follow Him. Don't believe the devil's lie. He loves you to pieces. Amen? Third thing, throw what? So what have we learned so far? Throw, throw, and throw. Okay, let's learn. Here we go. And that knowing the time that it is now high time to awake out of your sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore, here's our word, cast or throw off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So, I'm not a piece of garbage. Y'all worry me. I'm looking at you. You look worried. Throw down, throw out, throw off the works of darkness. Say that with me. Throw off the works of darkness. One more time. Throw off the works of darkness. You know what? You think you're a piece of garbage? Don't be surprised if you don't start acting like a piece of garbage. Amen? Oh, yeah, if you convince yourself that, yeah, it doesn't matter, I'm useless anymore, then anything goes. Well, anything doesn't go with God. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're made to serve me, to worship me, to love me, to honor me. I care for you. I want to be in your life. I want to help you. I want to be there for you. But if you choose to be a piece of garbage, I'm going to start living like a piece of garbage. What's God to do? Say. What is He to do? Amen? Is it God's will for, because pain's come into my life, hurt's come into my life, for me to think I'm a piece of garbage and start living like a piece of garbage? Is that God's will for my life? Yes or no? No, it's not God's will for your life. I got to throw off that kind of thinking. Y'all understand? Say. Let's look at it. Throw off the works of darkness. We need to wake up. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Wake up, fool. Don't think like that. Wake up! Amen? How many got so depressed before, got so down, felt such like a piece of garbage that you either did something or felt like you were going to do something that you shouldn't do? Can I see your hand? There you go. Pete's got his hand up on that aisle. Amen, buddy. Listen, that's not God's will. Wake up! Jesus Christ could return at any moment. Live for Him. You could be called home today. This could be your last moment. Live for Christ. Do the right thing. Wake up. Amen? Throw off that kind of crazy mess. Clean up. That's what we saw in our passage. Let us therefore cast off or throw off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Listen, one way that you're going to help overcome this thinking that you're a piece of garbage is clean up. Lose the smell. Throw off some of that stuff. Listen. Don't be dirty when Jesus comes. Be clean. Keep short sin accounts. Confess your sin on a regular... Oh, God, forgive me for that. During hard times, yeah, you can think you're a piece of garbage, or you can get closer to Him and start having a greater relationship with Him and keep short sin accounts with Him, and this can become a better thing in your life, your relationship with Christ. Amen? Did I lose you? Number three, say it with me. Grow up! Wake up, clean up, grow up! You know shut up's coming, don't you? No, it's not, it's not, it's not. Put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. The way you're going to feel like you're not a piece of garbage is to grow in Christ. To know that I have the Holy Spirit, the living God, living inside of me. I am a Christian. You know, yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm not just an IAN. So often when you feel like like garbage, you don't feel like a Christian many times. You feel like an IAN. Like Christ ain't in you, you feel like an IAN. I ain't nothing. IAN. I ain't nothing. Now, some of us live like that. We ain't. Excuse me. That's not God's will. I'm a Christian. I'm not an I ain't nothing. Grow in Christ. Become more mature. And I hate to tell you, suffering is the best thing that'll help you get mature. Amen is right. Oh, me as well. Amen. Become more like Jesus every day. We got to throw off the works of darkness. That's if you don't want to be a piece of garbage. I don't want to be a piece of garbage, do you? I'm feeling better. You want to throw away some garbage? Wow, that smells. Wake up, clean up, grow up. My last point coming up. Throw away, you're going to become a throwaway. So what have we seen? I get confused. Throw down, throw out, throw off. Throw on. Throw on. Say that with me. Throw on. What am I going to do with my garbage? Where's your garbage? Can I see it? What am I going to do with my garbage? Find your garbage. Or make some. Look at the scripture. Casting. There's our word. Throwing. All your what? Garbage. Upon Him, for He cares for you. What does that word care mean? Throw all your care on Jesus. Throw on Jesus. This word care means anxiety. You know what I call it? Garbage. You know what that word anxiety means? Pop it up. Worry. Oh, do I ever do that? Stress. Oh, I'm an expert at this. Fear. That's me. Insecurity, are you kidding me? I'm all over that. Pain! You want to talk pain?
Hurt. You know what Jesus calls that? Garbage. Does that do anything for me? Does this help me at all? Worry, stress, fear, insecurity, pain, hurt. Does that help me at all? Then I got to do something with it. Because I got it. Jesus says, put it on me. Put it on me. Put it on me. I care for you. You put it on me. You can't handle it. You can't handle it. You're going to jump off a bridge. I ain't going to jump off no bridge. I'm pretty secure. I'm seated at the right hand of God the Father. I got it handled, okay? There ain't a day I stress or worry or fear. And certainly don't feel insecure. Put it on me, Jesus says. Put that garbage on me. You want to throw away some garbage? Put the trash on Jesus. Put the trash on Jesus. You think that's God's will for my life? For Him to take the trash? Me to take the trash and put it on Him? You think God would want me to do that? Yes or no? You can't put no trash on Jesus. God's holy. He don't want your trash. He wants my trash. He likes my trash. He's a good trash collector. That's what He does. Matter of fact, He takes that trash and He does something with it. Let's keep looking. You need to know that Jesus loves you and He cares for you. You need to resist the devil steadfastly by faith. It's hard to put that trash on Jesus. It's hard to not worry and stress and feel fear and feel insecure and have pain and hurt. It's hard, man. But we talk about resisting the devil so often. We think, well, not going to do crazy things and smoking dope and all that. Listen, friend, most of us, that's not where we live. Most of us, we live right here in our crazy head. That's where we need to resist the devil. And how we feel about ourselves. Y'all listening? So what's the Bible say? Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary the devil is a roaring lion. He walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. There's other people than just you that feels dumped on. They've made it. You can make it. This is the way. Amen? Be strong. I know I may suffer, but I know I'm going to be just fine. Can we read that with me? Because I really don't know it. I'd like just to hear it again. Come on. I know I may, but I know I'm going to be just. One more time. I know I may suffer, but I know I'm going to be just fine. How good can that make you feel? Amen? To know, yeah. Yeah, I hurt. But I got to tell myself, I'm going to be just fine. And it's got to be more than just some mental mess up here. I got to do some other throw things. Amen? Then I can throw this on Him. Because I'm not a piece of garbage. I know I can make it. Would you say that? I know I can make it. Now, me and my crazy mind, don't think I can. But me in my right mind, my sound mind, that spiritual mind, I know I can make it. Amen? That's what I want in my life. What's the option? I'm a piece of garbage. That don't sound like a good option, does it, preacher? I don't want that option because I'm not a piece of garbage. Would you say that with me? I am not a piece of garbage. Get your garbage. Would you hold your garbage for me? Hold it now. And would you say it loud? Can you just, like you have in church in the South with me this morning, say it loud. Come on. I am not a piece of garbage. We need to hear that. But the God of all grace who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you suffered a while. Look at that. Make you, the word means mature, complete. Establish. Get your feet under you real good. Strengthen you. Settle you. Between you, me, and the gatepost, I ain't there yet. But that's where I want to go. Amen? Because I'm not a piece of garbage. Amen? You want to throw away some garbage? Throw down imaginations. That's what we said. Throw out into the deep by faith. Do what Jesus says. Throw off the works of darkness. Don't convince yourself you can just do anything because you are a piece of garbage, because you're not. And then number four, throw on Jesus all your garbage, all your mess, all your trash. He can handle it. He doesn't mind it. He can take it. Amen? I'm putting my junk on Jesus. I love this line. I came up with it years ago. Can you say that? I've always liked that line. I'm putting my junk on Jesus. Amen? That'll preach right there. I'm putting my junk on Jesus. That's what we need to do. I know He cares for me. I know He can handle it. I will throw away my garbage because I'm not garbage. Did y'all get the message today? Get your garbage in your hand. We're not done. We're not done. You go ahead and clap anyway. Let's go and praise the Lord for Him. Praise the Lord. We're close to being done. I said He can handle the garbage. Because He'll throw it as far as the east is from the... You talk about a garbage man. He can do it, can't He? But you got to let Him take it. You can't be a hoarder and your house full of all that trash. You got to put it out by the road. Amen. I will make it. I will make it. I will make it. Help me. I will make it. I will make it because I'm not a piece of garbage. You're not a piece of garbage. You hearing me? Have you ever heard garbage more than one message in your whole life? I matter to God. Say that with me. I matter to God. One more time. I matter to God, and you matter to God. That's why when you come here, we're going to love you. We're going to hug you. We're going to touch you. We're going to serve you. We're going to give to you. Why? Because you matter to God. You're not a piece of garbage. Garbage doesn't walk into Fellowship Church. You hearing me? Got to think like that, man. And I'll be forever changed because of my pain when I look at you from now on. Nobody is a piece of garbage. You hear me? Nobody. Got to know that, man. Here's the garbage. Would you get your garbage? Get your garbage. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Raj, help me, buddy. Come on. Come on. You can try it. Here we go. Go ahead. Got your garbage? Now, if you're clumsy, don't do it. Here we go. Here we go. One more time. Okay. Are you ready? Are we ready, Roger? I want Roger to turn the camera around. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to throw that garbage. I want you to throw that garbage as far as you can in front of you. Would you take your garbage? And would you throw that garbage as far as you can? Here we go. I'm not a piece of garbage! All right. Come on. Don't you hang on to that garbage. Let it go, baby. Come on. Praise the Lord. Yeah, go ahead and stand on up with me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for telling us that today. Amen. And by the way, we got some garbage men that are coming and they're picking off.